awesome song is Night in Venice by Kevin MacLeod. Thank you so much for coming around and giving Random Ventures of an Indie Traveler a listen. I'm your host, Casey, and here you can tune in to my awesome adventures from different interesting areas around the States and other countries as well. Some of these in which you'll know, and others will most likely be entirely new to you. I'll also sometimes chat about fun facts, history, culture, and bizarre mythical beings or creatures around these areas. This week's Random Venture of an Indie Traveler episode is all about Boston's legendary Bell in Hand Tavern and obnoxious puckwudgies. I happened upon the Bell in Hand Tavern quite randomly and unsuspectedly while on the Freedom Trail in Boston. It happened to be Cinco de Mayo, and I had no clue. I actually forgot about it. But this bar was absolutely packed to the brim, and everyone was celebrating and clinking glasses. Little did I know that I was in the oldest tavern in America, as it's been well over 200 years and still going strong. Though probably had some restrictions with that crazy COVID, but it's still going now that things are getting better, so definitely that's great and exciting for them. You go in and see paintings on the walls of the country's forefathers and Betsy Ross with her awesome flag. And if you don't know who she was, then she was absolutely key in the U.S. Revolution since she had sewed the first U.S. flag. It's so cool. Being here, I just loved imagining what it would have been like back in the day when it first got going. And just imagine all these different interesting people from all different types of walks of life. Though, I mean, not babies, I guess. I mean, I guess you never know back in the day. Just coming and enjoying the place. It's really something interesting to imagine. I was enjoying looking at the paintings and, you know, having a little beer helped to get the imagination reeling and all, as it sparks a bit of creativity in a way. Sometimes it's really awesome to just take a moment and think and imagining the lively, bustling crowd back then. You can check it out while walking the Freedom Trail. P.S. Check out my Freedom Trail episode and I will link it in the description. It is right next to Faneuil Hall, so you can't miss this tavern. It's such a nice place to stop and take a break from your stroll among the Freedom Trail. And if you're hungry and you have time, you can have a little bite to eat along with your ale, and perhaps you'll be lucky enough to also catch some awesome live music. This famous tavern started out strong in 1795 with Jimmy Wilson running the place. Now, this wasn't just any Joe Schmo. Rather, Jimmy was previously the local town crier for 50 years. So this means he was the crier through the Boston Tea Party along with the beginning of the nation. Wow, those are quite some awesome events that he had to share all these different interesting news about, right? Jimmy was, of course, known by all around Boston as, if you don't know, crier's jobs are not to cry tears of sadness, but they do go forth and tell all the recent intense events going on. They know all the good stuff and the juicy details, and they cry and shout it out into the streets for everybody to know. Upon retiring, he figured, why not open a tavern with all my extra time, not being a crier and all. This local watering hole was a place for anyone from politicians to actors to students to have a nice cold one. Daniel Webster and Benjamin Franklin even made an appearance here. I mean, probably more than that. Maybe it was one of their favorite places to just go and chill and grab a beer. You never know. Everyone felt absolutely welcome at Jimmy's Tavern. This place is even considered to actually be the origin of the Revolution. Pretty interesting, right? Now that's one heck of a legendary tavern. Apparently, this Jimmy fellow did not like any of the hard stuff, you know, like whiskey and rum, things like that. So if you're thinking, wow, it'd be so cool to grab a whiskey there, then no way. Sure, these were popular in other taverns, but Jimmy didn't care. He wanted to serve what he knew and liked the best. And from the sounds of it, doesn't sound like he got too many complaints there. He was all about the ale. This wasn't just any ale, but it was really good stuff. It was very thick. So there was lots of good frothy stuff. You know, that good beer froth. Oh, so good. That's my favorite part personally, but I know everyone's different. Anyway, because there's so much froth, you'd actually have been served your ale in two mugs. One for the froth, and the other for the ale. Now I was asked if I was served mine in two mugs, and I was not. Nope, not on Cinco de Mayo. But maybe they were just conserving the mugs because there were really so many people in there at that time, a few years ago. So if you're making your long trek around the Freedom Trail, then absolutely check out this amazing tavern. And I'm definitely not the barfly type, but I actually thought it was really a cool place. So I don't think you'll be disappointed one bit.
Mythical creature alert.
Rawr. Ha, that always gets me. Those are the awesome vocal stylings of my sister, Tessa. Straight out of the Wampanoag folklore, we get these little gnome/goblinish creatures called puckwedgies. If you're thinking, wow, those sound oddly familiar, but I can't place my finger on it, then you might be right. They're also in the world of Harry Potter. I love that kind of stuff, but if you're not a fan, don't worry. That's all I'll mention of it. According to legend, puckwedgies and humans actually got along quite well. But, you know, humans will be humans, and predictably, they ended up angering the puckwedgies, and by then, the puckwedgies turned against us. Now, puckwedgies probably have decent moods where they may play silly tricks and get a bit mischievous, though if you catch them on an off temper, they can get to be very dangerous. So definitely, don't make them angry. I imagine you wouldn't want to see what would happen if you did. Have you ever been to the Bell in Hand Tavern, or do you have any other suggestions of places for me to check out? I would love to hear from you. You can definitely reach me at randomindietraveler@gmail.com. Also, check out my Instagram, randomindietraveler. I'm always posting some pretty fun stuff there. And my YouTube channel is Random Ventures of an Indie Traveler. That's still a bit newer, so just bear with me there. And you can check out my Random Ventures of an Indie Traveler podcast on so many different platforms like CastBox, Podcast Addict, Radio Public, and so many more. You can check out the link below. Be sure to come back next week and tune in for another awesome adventure. Thanks so much for listening, everyone. I'll catch you in the next one.